Chapter 3. Insults and Injuries. Douglas Jablon, Vice President, Patient Relations, the mitzvah man, said that gossip was the hospital's most vicious enemy. "That's why God gave you teeth," he said, "the cage to hold in the serpent tongue." Political intrigue and turf wars were not unique to Maimonides. Struggles for space, equipment, staff, and money are part of hospital life. "It's big business," said Alan Strongwater, former chair of orthopedics. "Big business with HMOs, big business with insurance companies, big business with the government. Big, big business. So even though you and I are colleagues as physicians, you are cutting into my market share. Naturally, I think I'm doing a better job and should be paid more. If I send a patient to a doctor for a second opinion and he says, 'It's not that difficult, anyone could do that,' you as a patient don't know. There is this underlying competition for patients, and that's why you get these battles." Stephen Konstat, the chair of anesthesiology, who had been recruited from Mount Sinai a year earlier, paraphrased Oscar Wilde. "The joke at Sinai was, you can always tell your friends because they stab you in the front." At Maimonides, however, feuds had become part of the personality, the hospital's yin and yang, nurtured in a familial atmosphere that promoted the idea of unconditional love and tolerance and acceptance, then erupted in fury when conditions, standards, and limits were imposed. Birthdays were celebrated and hurts were sustained with equal tenderness. When a surgeon was diagnosed with leukemia and left abruptly for home without telling anyone, everyone knew anyway by the end of the day. Within 24 hours, the physician's assistants in his department had offered to give him their sick time for the year. But when they called Lily Friedkin to make the offer, she told them the offer was unnecessary. The senior staff had already donated enough sick leave time to cover a year's pay, enough time for the doctor to finish his treatment. Just as kindness was dispensed without hesitation, so were complaints and disappointments aired, with the expectation that someone would listen. Injuries weren't required to instigate insult. "We are like a family."